Hello everyone and welcome to the Outside Edge Cricket Podcast. So on the 5th of November, when England beat Sri Lanka, everyone thought, including me, that the semi-final spot is sealed, right? I made an episode on that very day and I was talking about how the four teams that are going to go through to the World Cup, who's going to win, and I was talking about all of that. But the very next day, the last day of the group stages, something just unbelievable happened. South Africa lost their game to Netherlands, crashing out of the World Cup once again. I mean, if you all have been following the episodes, you all know that South Africa was my pick to win the World Cup. Like, they just looked like the team. They were the underdogs, the way they've been forming, their pace attack, everything. I've talked about all of this. It just looked like their World Cup. But I guess they're going to carry that tag along. I think you know what I'm talking about. Unbelievable tournament. And right after that match, on that very same ground, there was a match between Pakistan and Bangladesh. And Pakistan, in the very last over, beating Bangladesh, they are now through to the semi-finals. And what this does to us, I mean, we really care about our team, don't we? So what does this do to India? India, that were originally going to finish at number two on the points table, now they are at number one. They beat Zimbabwe on the very last day and they are now table toppers, which means that they are going to face England in the second semi-finals at the Adelaide Oval. The first semi-final match. Okay, so let's just start off by, we're going to review both the semi-final games in this tournament. Let's just start off with the first game that's happening tonight. It's going to start in literally 4 hours from when I'm recording this. So New Zealand versus Pakistan. New Zealand, once again, without a surprise, into the semifinals of a World Cup. Pakistan, back-to-back semifinals for them. They haven't been in the best of forms, but if you look back at the tournament, you might say that, I would at least say that it is a bit deserving that they actually went through to the semifinals, because their first two games, the one against India, the one against Zimbabwe, close margins, games that they should have won and ideally, I think, finished at the top of the table. But they didn't, and that was kind of unlucky for them. But now they're through. And now, I just want to talk about the vibe around this game, right? So, when I look at this game, it's like a consistent team versus a really unpredictable one. We all know that New Zealand are good at the World Cups and they just show up at tournaments. But also, we know that this is a tournament where unpredictable things have happened. And if you look at the performance in this World Cup, before the World Cup, you would say that New Zealand is a better side. But I just have a feeling that Pakistan are going to run away with this match. As I said, unpredictable things have happened in the tournament. Both Babar Azam and Mohammad Rizwan have yet to score runs in the tournament. And I feel one of them, at least one of them, if not both of them, are going to go big in this match. Mohammad Harris has come into the side batting at number four. I don't know where Pakistan were hiding him before this. In the last two games, he's played at a strike rate of, I think, 280 and 180 respectively. He could be that X-factor player who really comes in and attacks the Kiwi quick bowlers. So, and also, Shaheen Shah Afridi got four wickets in his last game. So maybe a return in form for him as well. When I compare both of these sides on paper, right, both sides have exciting batsmen. There's Finn Allen, there's Glenn Phillips, Kane Williamson scored some runs. On this side, you have obviously have Babar, Rizwan, Shadab Khan, Iftikhar Ahmed. I think this game is going to be won by the team that bowls better, because both sides, again, great bowling lineups, Trent Bolt, Tim Saudi, over here we have Shaheen Shah, Afridi, Naseem Shah, great bowling lineups. The side which feels and bowls better is going to win this match. New Zealand, I think, has a slight advantage because they have already played two games in this tournament at the Sydney Cricket Ground. And by the way, they won both those games convincingly batting first, which is just telling us that winning the toss, batting first is the right choice. Bat first, score big, and then just defend because the pitch gets slower and it'll be better to bowl in the second half of the game. Regardless, I think the toss won't be as big a factor in the game, and it's going to be a really, really tight game. It's very tough to say who's going to win. Personally, I'm hoping for a Pakistan win because I want an India-Pakistan final. That's a very typical reply, but yeah, that's what I want. But my gut feeling just says that New Zealand is going to go through once again. Although there's a lot of hype around Pakistan at the moment, because after Pakistan actually went through, there are a lot of statements around them saying that now that Pakistan are through, there's no one stopping them. Matthew Hayden, their coach, he himself said that, watch out for Pakistan, we're now going to play the finals. So all of that stuff really, really, really building some hype around this Pakistan team. And I just hope that they don't get crumbled under it and collapse in this game. Moving on to the second match, obviously, India versus England at the Adelaide Oval. I think this is the game, this is the game that India has to win if they want to win the World Cup. I think even if India face either of New Zealand or Pakistan in the final, that won't be as tough a game as England in the semi-finals. India and England are the two best teams in this competition, according to me. England, yes, they lost that one game to Ireland. You know, that can happen to big teams, but the side England have got right now, the players that they've got right now, is actually unbelievable. Now, you'll say that obviously India has a great record at Adelaide, Kohli scores runs at Adelaide and all of that stuff, but you have to watch out for England. And I think the toss is going to be really, really important in this game. We saw that in the game against Bangladesh, where India was playing Bangladesh. India won the toss, they chose to bat first. And we saw that Bangladesh openers did to us in that game. If there was no rain in that game, Bangladesh might have actually gone through and won that game, and we might not have qualified for the semis. So all I'm saying is the toss is going to be important in our semi-final against England. Win the toss, bowl first, and chasing is the best option under lights. The pitch gets much better for batting in the second half of the game. And talking of other things, I don't see any changes happening to the playing 11 for India. As far as England is concerned, I think David Milan got injured in his finger in the last game. So if he's not fit for this game, then maybe someone comes in place of him. But apart from that, I don't see any changes that either side makes. Maybe a suggestion that, you know, I might want to take in is that I would like to play Chahal instead of Ashwin in this game. I know Chahal hasn't played a single game in this World Cup and all of that stuff, but Chahal, I think, would be the right option to the English. But I think Chahal would be the right option for the English batsman. He's played against them a lot, and just the left. England have a lot of right-left combination batters, right? So just for that, I think the middle overs controlling runs will be very important, and Chahal can do that for you. Ashwin, although he has been economical, I think he might not be as effective as Chahal in this game. So that is one suggestion I think that might be useful, but I don't think the team is going to make any changes. They want to keep the winning combination as it is, and rightfully so. So yeah, everyone says that India has this thing in knockout games that we aren't able to go through. But if you look at the knockout games that we've had in 2019 against New Zealand and the 2021 World Test Championship against New Zealand, the conditions were pure bowling conditions where the ball was swinging, there was raining and all of that stuff. Over here, it's not going to be the case. The weather in Adelaide is absolutely clear. It's going to be a good pitch for batting, and that's where India actually excels. And when it comes to bowling, we are bowling really, really well. Arshdeep, I think, is the 6th or 7th highest wicket taker in the tournament with 10 wickets. And Bhuvneshwar Kumar, obviously, the opening spell that he bowls. Bhuvneshwar Kumar, by the way, has an amazing record against England. If you remember the last series that India played against them, he was consistently getting Josh Butler, David Malan and all of these batsmen who play at the top of the order. He was consistently getting their wickets. And that will be really important for them. Also, while talking about the playing 11s, when I said there would be no changes, I mean that Rishabh Pant will stay in the side instead of Dinesh Karthik. Dinesh Karthik obviously had that small injury scare in the third or the fourth game that India played, but he did play the next game. So even though Dinesh Karthik might be fit, I would play Pant. We do not have a single left-hand batsman in our lineup apart from Akshar Patel, which is right down at number 7. So getting Rishabh Pant in at number 5, that will be a good good addition to the lineup, where he can actually take on the spinners, take on Adil Rashid, Liam Livingston, because England have a lot of part-time bowlers, right? They have Moeen Ali, they have They have Moeen Ali, they have Liam Livingston, they have Ben Stokes. So for taking these bowlers down, just capitalizing on those extra overs, I think Rishabh Pant will be really good in those middle overs after the 10th over when he comes in. And obviously, Surya Kumar Yadav, I mean, the innings that he played in the last game against Zimbabwe, although it's a weaker side, although, you know, India were batting first, there was no pressure, just the shots that he played in that game were, I was literally screaming when I saw that innings. He is a class above every other batter in this format at the moment. And even if he doesn't score runs, I mean, regardless of that, just an appreciation for Surya Kumar Yadav. He is playing in a league of his own. And as far as England are concerned, I think the only concern for England might be that they do not have a single player who is consistently performing for them. Like, they do have performances, but then it's not... Like, they do have performances, but it's not like the same player is performing for them in each and every match. Mark Wood, I would say, is one player who's doing that. He's bowling really well, although he's not that economical, but he does get them those wickets. And obviously, with the sheer pace that he has been good for them. But England just have to watch out for that, not to crumble, because if David Malan does not play, whom do they bring in? Where does he bat? What does the batting lineup look like? Although England is really, really flexible with their batting lineups. Like, they have Sam Curran batting literally at number 8. So if they want, they can just bring a bowler in for David Malan and that would still be fine. But just something that England need to watch out for. Other than that, I think my prediction does remain the same. India is going to win this match. And although I'm hoping for an India-Pakistan final, I think we're going to face New Zealand at the Melbourne Cricket Ground on Sunday. I really hope that I'm proven wrong. We'll know that soon in a few hours. But yeah, regardless of that, what a tournament this has been. Like, from the very start, a tournament of upsets when Namibia beat Sri Lanka, West Indies lost 2 games in the qualifiers, Ireland beating England, Zimbabwe beating Pakistan, and then Netherlands beating South Africa. I mean, unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. An unpredictable tournament, and I think that's why everyone, if you go and check all experts, everyone's calling this the best World Cup, T20 World Cup that we've had so far, and I think rightfully so. No one had thought that Australia would be knocked out of the tournament. South Africa, after playing so well, no one had thought that they'd lose 2 games and they'd be knocked out of the tournament. Teams hadn't given Bangladesh no one had given Bangladesh a chance to even coming close to the semi-finals. I mean, if Bangladesh had won that game, it would be New Zealand versus Bangladesh in the semi-finals, right? So, absolutely crazy tournament. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. I'm going to be watching the game at 1 a.m. here in San Diego, and I'm absolutely up for it. So yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I'm planning to do a T20 World Cup, all-time T20 World Cup draft this week with some of my friends, maybe before the finals. So that should be a lot of fun. We've done a couple of these already. If you haven't checked those out, you can go and see those. They're, I think, 1.5 hour long episodes where we make our own teams, then we trade players with each other, and then we try to decide who's got better 11. It's a lot of fun. If you want to go, you can check that out. Other than that, thank you for listening to this. I hope you enjoyed, and until next time, goodbye.